Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 through 13. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Devotional. Our passage indicates that Matthew's tax collector and sinner friends experienced Jesus as loving and safe, even though they had views and a lifestyle diametrically opposed to his. How can we have a similar effect on people with whom we differ? Three questions, offered by David Benner in his book Soulful Spirituality, have been helpful to me in thinking about this question. Number one, am I fully present or distracted? Number two, am I loving or judging? Number three, am I open or closed to being changed? Question number one, am I fully present or distracted? Our ability to have face-to-face conversations with eye contact, as well as our ability to connect emotionally, has decreased dramatically over the last 25 years. I am no different. It is not unusual for me to have three or four ideas floating around my brain at the same time and to miss whatever or whomever is right in front of me. So while I have grown a great deal in this area, it remains critical that I ask myself this first question: am I fully present or distracted before I even enter a conversation? Question number two, am I loving or judging? When people outside the church describe Christians, one of the first words they use is judgmental. They're not wrong to do so. Too often, we turn our differences into virtues of moral superiority, and in so doing, we create never-ending ways to subtly categorize people and diminish their humanity. It is not part of our mission to judge people, even in the name of standing up for truth. When we judge, we treat people as objects. Only God, with a knowledge infinitely greater than ours, has the right and the wisdom to judge another person. Question number three. Am I open or closed to being changed? This question is the deal breaker for many, especially if the other person is not a Christian. "Pete, are you saying we have to be willing to let go of what God says is true?" No. I am saying that we are called to love and be present with people like Jesus without conditions. If we are not open to learn or to be enriched by the conversation, then we're not actually in a genuine conversation. We're in a one-sided monologue. God calls us to be with and to love people who see the world differently than we do, and we can do so without compromising our faith in Jesus. We begin as humble learners, in a posture of openness and curiosity, asking, "Tell me more. Help me understand how you see the world and came to that decision or conclusion." Question to consider. Whose beauty in those around you might you be bypassing because you are distracted, judgmental, or closed? Prayer. Lord, when I consider these three questions and how loved people felt in Jesus' presence, the hardness of my heart reveals itself. Forgive and cleanse me. Help me to truly love others, to say to them through my attitude, "You are beautiful. You are important. You are of infinite value and worth. Please make me like you so I might love those around me the way you do." In Jesus' name, amen.